Previously with Martin Bester.
So a lot of talk and a lot of noise. Also a lot of misunderstanding of this whole WhatsApp debate. You see people angry and wanting to leave WhatsApp and joining other platforms like Telegram, for instance. Joining us on the show, our guest this morning is Emma Sadlier from the Digital Law Company. Good morning, Emma. How are you?
Good morning. It's lovely to speak to you guys.
Good. Thank you. Welcome on the show. Welcome back. We've spoken before, haven't we?
We have. We have.
Don't make as if we are strangers, Emma. Listen, let's just quickly start right at the start in case someone missed the whole debate. Why were people upset with WhatsApp and Facebook? What was the story?
Well, basically everybody is getting or has got or is about to get a pop-up on their WhatsApp. So you open up your WhatsApp and most people didn't even notice because we're so used to getting these pop-ups saying that our terms have changed, that we've updated our privacy policy. And you just have to press an agree button, right? And nobody reads it because even if you do read it, it's in legalese and it's impossible to understand. But there were a lot of news articles and videos going around and disinformation and misinformation about what those terms and that new policy actually meant. And what people really panicked about was the very scant information that WhatsApp would be sharing information about the users of WhatsApp with its parent company, Facebook, and that information would be used across Facebook's platforms. So we're dealing with Instagram, we're dealing with Facebook, Facebook Messenger, and WhatsApp. And people panicked because if they thought that it meant that Mark Zuckerberg could literally see every single message they were sending, every picture, every nude, every joke, every controversial statement. But that's not the case. So I think that there are concerns that people need to have around privacy, but the idea that the big brothers of Facebook are able to read every single one of our messages is completely untrue.
I think what fuels that paranoia is, I mean, how many times have you had a conversation about, let's say, swimming pools? And the next thing on your timeline, there's an advert for swimming pools.
Yeah, I mean, it is uncanny how many times that happens. And
that is just so strange.
Facebook, the company, has maintained that they do not read our messages. That firstly, that they're incapable from a technological point of view. Because what happens, Martin, is that they have end-to-end encryption. So when the message leaves my phone, it becomes completely scrambled. It looks like gobbledygook, right? We know what sort of code looks like. And the only person with the key to unscramble it and make it make sense again, if your messages make sense, if it wasn't 2 o'clock in the morning after too much contraband tequila, then that person who receives it has the special key, or if it's a group, everybody on that group, to unlock what it says. So Facebook has maintained for years, firstly, they're not listening to our conversations, and secondly, that they can't access our messages. They can't read our messages. But it's happened to me that I've sent a message to a friend saying, did I leave my sunglasses or my Ray-Bans at your house? And then I open Facebook and there's an exact pair of Ray-Bans.
I know.
Right? To me, right? It's freaky. Or I'll be asking a friend because I'm an adult and boring about like laminate flooring. And the next thing that comes up on my Instagram is an advert for laminate flooring. And you think like they must be listening. But they maintain that they're not.
Yeah, that
they're
not.
I suppose, you know, normally when we talk about things, Martin, we also Google them. And there's no question and no secrets about the fact that when we do Google something or we look at something on an online shopping forum, then that cookie, that information, that sort of trace that follows you around the internet is shared with Facebook. And they can see what you're reading, what you're interested in, which adverts you're looking at. You know, if your listeners haven't watched The Social Dilemma yet, it really should be compulsory viewing in 2021.
Absolutely. So if the fear is that this now means when you've clicked OK on that pop-up that Facebook is going to listen in on your WhatsApp calls, or they're going to read your WhatsApp messages, or they're going to see the photographs and stuff that you share on WhatsApp, that's not what you clicked OK for. What they in actual fact are asking you, well, what they are saying is that they want to use WhatsApp as targeted advertising, right?
Not exactly, because that is what we thought. So basically, Facebook bought WhatsApp for $19 billion, which is not small change, right?
Mm-mm.
And Facebook's not a charity. Facebook is a company that's worth $800 billion. You know,
it's
this
a business.
Is a company that's out to make money. They're a business. And a lot of the headlines in the last couple of days are Facebook's just trying to do what every other business in the world does, which is to try and make money, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they make a lot of it. And the only way they make money, because we don't pay to use WhatsApp, we don't pay to use Facebook, we don't pay to use Instagram, is advertising. So we all thought that what was going to happen was that we were going to have either banner advertising on WhatsApp, you know, as you open up your WhatsApp, there would be adverts at the top, or in-group advertising, which is what Telegram has spoken about in terms of commercializing their app. Because there is no such thing as a free lunch, right? If we're going to get this awesome product for free, and I think what we've all worked out is that WhatsApp is awesome, right? Like, you start thinking about taking away WhatsApp and it feels like somebody's, you know, taking away, I don't know, a very crucial part of your life. Exactly. Then we've got to pay for it somehow. So that's what people thought. What seems to be happening is that Facebook is going to be using WhatsApp and WhatsApp for Business a lot more, and to integrate WhatsApp for Business with the other platforms. But basically, what Facebook is saying in this new update is that they can find out more information about you for advertising on other platforms. So, for example, they'll be able to tell what device I use, what time I log on, who I'm talking to. I have to share, you know, various contact lists, especially if you've got a business account with Facebook, the company. If those contacts aren't WhatsApp users, then that's not a problem. It's not if there's anonymous information. But basically, like, say you and I are chatting on WhatsApp all the time and we're not friends on Facebook, then you'll come up as a friend suggestion on my Facebook.
Yeah, and you see that kind of thing happen all the time.
Yeah, you do. And if you choose, and I think you've hit a key point, which is I think that WhatsApp's been doing this a lot already in the last while. I think that what we're seeing, and we've seen it with the banning of Trump from Twitter and Facebook, we're seeing these companies trying to get their own house in order a little bit. Because with the new administration coming in America, there's a lot of talk about how they're going to introduce legislation to regulate these companies, because they're basically saying, you're doing a really bad job at it. Like, you are just a haven for conspiracy theories and fake news and terrorism and QAnon conspiracies. And unless you get your own house in order, we're going to bring in regulation. And there's even talk, because they have to get sort of approvals for Facebook to buy WhatsApp and Instagram. There's talk that Facebook's got too big and that they're going to force them to sell either Instagram or WhatsApp. So I think part of this is kind of like making sure that Facebook feels like they're notifying their users about what they're doing, so that people who are using the
platform
to
be open and honest about it. The article
100%,
that
I agree that a lot of this has been happening already.
The article that I read is what they're saying is they want to use WhatsApp as a platform to contact people. So if you're on Facebook and you you know, want a business to contact you as an option, that they could WhatsApp you, et cetera, which is kind of not hard to understand. And you hit the nail on the head there. We feel entitled to Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Those are businesses. They are owned by people. They're American companies. Just quickly, we're running out of time and I want to get to the crux of it. People migrating towards Telegram. And there are many, many other platforms thinking that's a lot safer. And none of the evils or perceived evils, you know, will go with that platform. Is that quite true? Yeah. Or should we look out for some other?
Answer, no. Firstly, Telegram, the messages that you send on Telegram aren't automatically end-to-end encrypted.
Okay.
They do have an option for a secret chat, but you have to enable it. It's not a it's not a default feature. So that's the first point. The second is we know that they're going to commercialize it at some stage. So if people are worried about their privacy and about, like, as we've already talked about, we are going to see in-app advertising, I'm sure, on Telegram in the near future. But most frightening is what's come up in the last couple of days, and this, you know, only because people are starting to use Telegram much more, are we starting to see these flaws, is this option that if you share your location with Telegram, now that should be, you can go into your settings and turn it off or on, but if you do, you can pick up people nearby, so you can see contacts, not necessarily people who are saved on your phone, but, you know, anybody who's using the app who's nearby. But more frightening than that is that you can see groups that exist nearby. Now, there is some serious underbelly of the internet kind of content on there. I mean, I just realized that my neighbors in Joburg were into swinging and sending naked pictures of themselves and crazy porn. But it turns out they are. So I literally turned on my location for 2 minutes just to check it out, and I can't even tell you what I saw on that app. And I'm hardy. I see it all because it's my job, you know.
Are you listing this as a bad thing or a good thing? I'm trying to figure out. I don't know which part of Joburg you live.
Children, it's a bad thing.
So for kids, so
make
for
sure
kids,
your children are using it. You've turned off location, and that they aren't able to turn it on themselves because they'll.
So the irony here is that your conversations, unless you choose it not to be, you know, or to be, could be less private. Firstly, on Telegram, and secondly, you know, knowing who's where, what, and tapping into groups around you and stuff is bad news for kids. I mean, you know, and the horrors and all that kind of stuff that's going around. Oh, I think we've lost her. She was either cut off by WhatsApp or by Telegram. I'm not sure. But,
no, it was my fax pressing mute. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Hi. So people need to be very, very careful if you maybe have been lulled into a false sense of security, thinking, oh, now I'm moving onto something safer. I'm not saying don't move there. But I'm saying no, you know, exactly the difference. It may not be what you think it is.
Martin, and a lot of it is better the devil you know.
Yeah. You might be moving for the wrong reasons.
Well, I find Telegram incredibly basic interface. You know, I don't really enjoy the user experience. I far prefer the user experience on WhatsApp. There is a third option, which is Signal. I think the tricky thing is going to be to get all your contacts to move over to Signal because the platform is only as effective as the number of people who use it. So it'll be interesting to watch in the next couple of weeks and months.
There are a lot of platforms already in use, especially in the business world, you know, that where your capability of sharing documents and presentations and stuff within that social messaging network. I mean, it already exists. I forget the name now. Something with an S.
There are a whole lot of them.
But people seem to think, and including myself, that, you know, it was only WhatsApp and then only WhatsApp and Telegram. But there are a lot of options. But you might be moving for the wrong reason. Emma, thank you so much for your time. Seems like you've got a lot of reading to do about your neighbors. We'll catch up again soon. Thanks for your time.
Bye.
Emma Sadlier joining us on the line there, a social media and law expert when it comes to social media platforms. If you want to hear that chat again, I mean, there was a whole lot in there. And the reason why I wanted to chat to Emma this morning is because I think a lot of people got the wrong end of it. A lot of people fell for a lot of fake news, and a lot of people misunderstood why they thought they were clicking on these pop-ups and maybe moving away from platforms like WhatsApp. And might be for the wrong reason. You go and make your own mind up. We'll put that chat up towards the end of the show on our blog on jacarandafm.com.
Good morning. Good morning.
Jacaranda FM. Breakfast with Martin Bester. 6 to 9 weekdays.